Welcome to From the Newsroom. Reporters and editors from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette step from behind the keyboard and in front of the mic to offer insights on stories they're working on. From the Newsroom, from the Worcester Telegram and Gazette.
I'm Executive Editor Dave Nordman, joined again by Sports Editor Jim Wilson. Welcome, Jim.
Dave, how's it going?
Jim, high school sports, that time of the year, February vacation upon us, and it's time for the Clark Tournament and the annual Telegram and Gazette Home Team Boys Basketball Tournament. Which one would you like to start with, Jim?
Let's go with home team. Let's be a little selfish
okay,
here.
Let's start. This is the, can you believe it's the eighth annual already?
It just flies by. It's like, you know, it just feels like we're just scrambling to learn how to do this stuff.
So before we came on the air here, we talked about some of the changes in the tournament format this year. So before we start breaking down the teams, what's new this year in the tournament?
The big thing is they seeded the tournament this year. So in the past, they sort of just, you know, they let the schedule, you know, in advance. They said they didn't. They sort of try to do inter-high teams against the city teams and try to get some unique matchups. But now they're just gonna they went and took the records. A week ago, they sort of closed off the records and they see the teams from there. So you have like a legit number one seed in Worcester Tech, who's 15-1. And they have Doherty and Self. They were tied when they did the seeding, so they flipped for the coin. Flipped for the seeding, and Doherty got the two seed. So you should see a little bit more in the fact. It's going to pay off down the line where the top seeds have a better match to go into the final, because in the past it's always been, well, hey, the real final was in the semifinals when the Doherty and Self met or something like that, and they played the final and maybe people weren't as interested because they're playing a team that just had a good seed to get, you know, good route to get to the final.
Well, before I ask you for your predictions about who's going to be in that final, why don't you kind of break down some of the teams? You mentioned Worcester Tech at the top.
Worcester Tech, they're coming off, they're 15-1, they're coming off a good win against Assabet. A team they lost to by 23 to start the year. They recovered the win by 3 last week. I think they're not as tested as Assabet is in the Colonial League, but I think they're one of the better teams around. I think a lot of people overlooking them because of that fact. In fact, Assabet goes out and plays teams like Wachusett and teams like that, and Worcester Tech mostly sticks to the Cal and a couple of others. But Brendan Hamilton's a good player. Adriel Enloe is strong. A lot of good options to play. And they're going to face Burncoat, who's 3-13 in the first round. Burncoats are kind of young, and they don't really have the firepower to compete with the Worcester Tech, but you never know in this kind of tournament. So should be good. It's a good match right off the bat.
So I could sit here and say, okay, what about Doherty and Maine South? But why don't you just take us through all these games, Jim?
Yeah, Doherty's facing Maine South. Doherty's a two seed. They play South on Thursday, which will be a good game going into the tournament. But they've won 7 straight going in. As we sit here on Monday morning, they're 10 of the last 11 they've won. Their only loss in that span was to Tantasqua. Their other losses to Wachusett and Auburn, Algonquin rather. So you talk about tested. Doherty's that. I think they. They faced some metal on the other side, some good Division One teams in the mix. South is another team, probably one of the hottest teams in Central Mass. They've won 11 of 12. Their only loss is to Doherty by 4. They're 13-3, and their other losses were to Sutton and Assabet. So those are good losses for South. They face a St. Peter Marion team who's always big, always a tough out. They're 6-11, but they play a really tough schedule, and they started off 1-6. So I think they're dangerous. It can't be overlooked. Holy Name and North meet in the other game. They've just played each other last week, and I think North, North won with a tip in at the buzzer. They North have beat them twice this year, but Holy Name has Tommy Dunn, who's second in Division One scoring. So that should be a pretty good matchup for North. It's tough to beat a team 3 times in a year. So,
and for some of these teams, they're looking at using this tournament to even qualify for the Central Mass tournament. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, North is 8-9. They need, they've played really well. They've won 6 of the last 8, and they start off 2-7. So that's that includes a 5-game losing streak. So North has started to heat up. Every year, I actually talked to Al Petway about this the other day. The last 2 or 3 years, they've had to scramble to win at the end of the year to sort of qualify. So having a, you know, getting a win over Holy Name could put them in the tournament because they have a couple games this week. So we'll see how it happens. But they can't one more loss to give until they're unqualified. So
I think everybody, you know, obviously you mentioned Worcester Tech and Doherty, but if I had to put you on the spot, who's the sleeper team in this tournament that could even potentially reach a final, Jim?
I'm picking Doherty to win, but I think South could just as easily take the title. Like I said, they're hot. Worcester Tech is another team. I don't know if you can talk about number one being underrated, but they need that signature win to sort of. Asheville was a good win for them, but I think if they beat a Doherty or a South to win the title, that's going to be a pretty good feather in the cap for the Eagles.
I think you're right. I mean, I think even though Doherty's the number two seed here, I think people probably look at this tournament as Doherty's to lose.
Right, I would think so. South, like I said, South is going to be a tough out. I think that that loss to Doherty by four, they play each other on Thursday, so I think that should be a good matchup to see what happens. But I think it's Doherty's to lose. But Worcester Tech, they could a win for Worcester Tech in this tournament against a lot of people talking about them because not a lot of people are because even in the Cal, everybody looks at even they look at the poll. The team from the Cal is getting the most zest of it. I think Worcester Tech is up there.
Yeah, and this is the eighth one of these, and I think over the years, I think you make a good point. You know, it's one thing for Worcester Tech to make a run in the Central Mass tournament, and win their division, but to come away with a Worcester City championship, beating teams like Doherty and South and Holy Name and SPM. I mean, that's. I'm not saying that means more than a Central Mass title, but say you're the best team in Worcester,
especially since all these kids know each other, they play each other in summer ball and things like that, and AAU teams, it's a good point of pride. That's why I think they like this tournament, because it's a good. Who's the best in the city? There's no St. John's around. There's no just teams in the city going at it. So. It's good for Worcester,
right? And so, kind of making the transition over to the Clark. We have a large school, small schools there. Let's start with the small, and we'll end up with the large.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest. I've been down on the Clark the last couple of years because it just seems like a tournament where it's like, okay, well, Wakeby won the Groton Dunce Bowl and swords or Maynard's in the final because it just looks the seedings look it looks like a lot of. Games that are just unappealing, and then look at there could be no upsets. That's one of the big things about the Clark tournament is over the years the upsets, the Cinderella stories coming into the final. This year, especially the small, there's four games in the first round. There's not one bad game I'd look at.
So you're not saying that Hopedale is going to roll over a little?
No, Maynard's my pick, but I think and they're the four seed. But I think there's Sutton Bartlett, which is a great game in the first round. Bromfield's they're 10-7, and this would be a good win for Narragansett, who's a two seed. And Narragansett is very good this year. They've been ranked in our poll. Maynard and Murdoch, and Murdoch's been scoring about 80 points a game, so I think they can't be overlooked. Even Littleton and Hopedale should be good. I think Hopedale rolls in that one, but I think Littleton's 8-8, and they've lost three or four coming in. So it's just you don't look at any of these games. And say, okay, well that's gonna be a 50 point loss, and let's move on to Tuesday's games.
Right, and it doesn't get any starting at the tie. It doesn't get any more Clark tournament than Sutton versus Bartlett. Does
exactly.
It?
Even without Jim Donnelly at Sutton, and we'll talk about him later. But I mean, that's it's a great, Bartlett's in Sutton are two, the figurehead teams of this tournament, I think. And that's going to be a great game. Bartlett, they played each other in the fourth game of the year, and Bartlett, Sutton came out with like about a 20-point win, but I think Bartlett's just as good. They started off 1-4. They've played really well since. They're another team I'm big on. If you can't tell, the teams that play tougher schedules. Bartlett played St. Bernard's on last weekend, and they lost in double overtime. So I think that's it's a loss, but I think it shows that they belong with some of these elite teams in Central Mass. Everybody looks at the Swickle and says, okay, that's good for a Swickle team.
I'm looking at some of these teams and we've got Gansett this year. We've got Murdoch.
Yeah.
Gansett, Murdoch, and the Clark. I mean, that's
great. What I'm saying. It's an old, it's like, it's your father's tournament. It's these teams that have been, I was looking at the some of the history, and it's like, oh, this team hasn't been in for like 10 years.
Right.
Murdoch hasn't been in for like 7 years. So I think Millbury is a team that hasn't been in since 2010. So it's good to have this history back in the Clark. And I think, like I said, if number five Murdoch wins this tournament, I wouldn't be surprised. If Gansett wins this tournament, it is not one lock team, especially in the small bracket. I mean, I think Sutton Bartlett's going to be a tremendous game. Narragansett, you know, they're 14-3, and they beat Maynard earlier in the season, and they lost to them in the rematch. So, I mean, that shows the league, if they meet again, who knows what's going to happen in the rubber match. Maynard, you know, they started off slow, but they've played really well. They're defending champs. So I think they've won 9 straight since they lost to Narragansett. So I think they've lost to Marlboro, Aspen, and Groton Dunsville to start the season. Those are 3 good losses for them.
Yeah.
So
and as much as the small school tournament, you know, with Gansett and Murdoch and Littleton and Bromfield, I mean, you're talking, you know, Sutton and Bartlett aside, it's North County dominated. But when you look at the large schools, you know, we move east. You know, you've got Hudson, Northbridge, Westboro, you know, Uxbridge, Millbury. It's, you know, you're looking at a Blackstone Valley Invitational here.
Yeah, exactly. And I still think the large is pretty good. I think my pick right off the bat is Westboro at the 3 seed. They've been in the final last 2 years. They took 2 tough losses. I think this is the year they get over the hump. But I mean, a team that nobody's really going to be talking about is Northbridge. They're number 2. They're 15-2. But I talked earlier in the tournament about like Worcester Tech not having, you know, that signature win. I think Northbridge is one of those teams that they can get. You know, they played Tingsboro in the first round. You know, they come out of this tournament in the final or the championship. A lot more people are talking about them. I think a lot of people look at this and say, oh, Groton Dunsville, they're a 4 seed, but they're going to be a strong. Hudson's number 1, 16-1. They're similar to Worcester Tech in the home team, where they have a great record, but they don't have that win that says, all right, these guys are for real. They're playing the mid-watch C. They need something to sort of make people start talking about them. I mean, it's terrible. You're 16-1, and what Worcester Tech, 15-1 or whatever. Nobody's really talking about them as being elite. It's what the record says. But a win in these tournaments could really get a lot of people talking and going into the tournament that matters.
So it's tournament time. It's the tournaments before the real tournaments. So when does all this kick off, Jim? We've got home team that starts
Saturday. Starts this Saturday at North High, and then
all the games at North High.
Yeah, all the games are at North High, and then they play Saturday. Open up with the first round, and the Clark starts at Clark University on Sunday with the small schools, I believe.
And then school vacation, and this wraps up.
School vacation. That wraps up. I think the home team tournament's on Thursday, and the Clark stuff gets over on Saturday.
That's Jim Wilson. I'm executive editor Dave Moner. Welcome. And as always, Jim, great insight. We'll do it again next week.
Looking forward to it.
You got it.